Recent high school graduates in Florida are less prepared for college math than any other subject. That's a finding of an investigation by the WLRN Miami Herald News State Impact Florida team and the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting. As part of our series on remedial education, reporter Sarah Gonzalez tells us why math is a persistent problem.
In remedial math classes, college professors start with the basics.
Which is larger, 10 or 8?
Add, subtract, multiply, divide.
10 minus 8 is 2.
Later, they get into pre-algebra.
Subtract 11.6.
Students end up in remedial math classes, like this one at Miami-Dade College, when they fail the college placement test. It's required for students who enroll in state or community colleges, not state universities. In 2011, nearly half of the high school graduates who took the math test failed. Compare that to less than a third who failed reading and writing. And failing the math test doesn't just mean you're not ready for college-level math. Professor Isis Casanova de Franco says many of her students who come straight from a Florida high school can't do elementary math.
It's very difficult to understand that they don't even know how to add or subtract whole numbers.
In high school, Shakira Lockett got C's and D's in math, not F's. And she passed the math FCAT, Florida's high school exit exam, so she thought she was ready for college. But she failed the placement tests and had to start at the lowest level.
That makes me feel really bad. It makes you feel low because here on the test it's telling you that this is elementary math and you're a college student. That really makes you feel like, really? Like, I can't pass elementary math? Like, something's wrong with me or something's wrong with...
There are a couple things wrong. The Florida Department of Education admits the FCAT only tests 10th grade level math skills. They say a new test, which starts in a couple of years, will be more aligned to college standards. And up until now, high school students have been allowed to graduate without taking a math class higher than Algebra 1. The state thinks requiring more advanced math classes will mean more students are prepared for college. But high school teacher Catherine Santana says that alone won't solve the problem. She teaches Algebra 2 at Miami Northwestern Senior High. Like Professor Casanova de Franco, she says many of her students can't add or subtract. She blames calculators, which students are allowed to use on the FCAT.
So, I mean, if you're being trained to pass a test and your teacher's telling you, okay, use a calculator, then you don't really need to develop those skills.
Santana doesn't allow calculators in her class, and that creates another struggle. She has to teach students material they should have mastered in previous grades.
Given that they're so behind in basic skills and that you're teaching them algebra, they have more difficulty with the subject, and that turns off students.
Okay, so you just said you don't like math?
No.
Why?
I don't like math.
At all.
Because it's hard.
I'm better at writing.
Horrible bad.
That's Miami students Kayla Gorton, Shakira Lockett, and Tavares Wilson. Hating math is another part of the problem, says David Rock from the University of Mississippi. He's a professor of math education and the dean of the School of Education. He says people are too comfortable being terrible at math.
People even laugh about it. They will raise their hands, admittedly, and that just cannot continue. Nobody admits out loud publicly that they cannot read or write.
Florida hopes raising the standards will make students better at math. But David Rock says the first step is to change people's attitudes about math. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.
Next Monday, we'll hear about solutions to the problem of remedial education. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.